Well, long term, I still philosophically support elected school board totally or a hybrid. In the past, most of the concerns, I think, were, in my opinion, due to the then superintendent and board in terms of some discontent with the way they conducted business. We've got a new superintendent, and frankly, I felt that he needed some time to get into place before we created this new legislation, which is going to create a lot of excitement and furor. And I just felt it would be good to give him some more time to get settled before we change the school board system.
So this is something you might consider again next year and vote in favor of next year, or depending on where things go?
I would say that's a good possibility, sure.
Let me ask you a question on another subject. You're going to hear tomorrow Senate President Miller's proposals on the transportation funding, gasoline sales tax, among other things, regional gas tax. How do you sense the committee is going to respond to this?
I think most everyone agrees that, we need to do something. It's not a pleasant situation because, the price of gas as it is today, having to increase that burden. But, it's something we've refused to deal with for over 20 years, and now we find ourselves in a difficult position. So I think most of the Senate realizes it's not a good choice no matter what we do, but something has to be done, and we're looking for the best option. But candidly, we don't know, what enthusiasm the governor or the House of Delegates has.
You had talked about fatigue, tax fatigue, among your colleagues at the beginning of the session. Do you still sense that that's apparent?
Yes, yes. I think people are mentally, it's a lack of energy. The summer sessions, I think, have drained some people. And certainly the will to raise taxes is difficult, probably not there. But I think it's a task that has to be done ultimately.